Oh man, I can't imagine a better segue. Speaking of what the fuck is wrong with this song, next up we've got Jerkatorium.
Oh, worst song of the fight.
Oh, terrible.
So neat. I mean, if I had to choose one word to describe Jerkatorium,
neat.
It would be neat.
It was a pretty neat song.
Yeah. I mean, I thought you gentlemen did great this week, as you always do, writing lovely pop songs. I didn't go through and read the lyrics, which now I feel terrible about. my main criticism, the thing that kind of took me out of, you know, what was otherwise I think a very enjoyable song, was that the guitar sounded just a little bit too processed, maybe, for lack of a better term. Like, in my mind I'm like, which Ampson is that? I think I have it. And I don't know, that was my biggest criticism of you this week, that I just didn't love the sound of the guitars. I thought it didn't sound real enough, for lack of a better, maybe a better way to describe it. It just really sounded like a preset that wasn't the best choice.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
They would definitely.
What was your creative process this week? Tell me all about how this song came into being.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I'm happy that you didn't catch what I caught after we'd submitted it, which was, and I mean, I might be wrong about this, but my problem was that, and forgive me if I'm mistaken, Chumpy, but I believe that I forgot to put any effects on the drums. So we have like all of these instruments and vocals and everything, which are very weird and reverby. It's completely my fault. Afterwards, I was listening to it and I'm going, the drums sound flat because I didn't do anything with the drums. And I was like, okay, so I thought that stuck out after a while, but maybe that's just me. Is that right? We didn't do anything special.
Not
with the
a
drums?
Thing. They're just as fake and canned as they usually are.
Yeah, my own really, damn fault. Yeah.
They're really low in the mix too, so it's hard to tell that you didn't do anything because you can't hear them.
Right.
Okay, that's good. But I mean, sure. At least we didn't put too much, delay or something on them. But but yeah, no. Okay, so
what was the point of putting all the reverb on this song?
Oh yes.
It was sort of to Jesus and Mary chainify it. And also because we wanted to lean into the spookiness of it. And what I wanted was to provide kind of a, to make it sound spooky. And yet the inherent sort of melody of it is kind of happy-ish and have that kind of, that weird sort of interplay. But I don't know. Do you want to start off, Chumpy, or should I?
I mean, when Ryan gave me the demo of the song, I immediately was like, oh my God, this is the Jesus and Mary chain. And I remember like in college in the late 80s, when we first heard Never Understand by the Jesus and Mary chain, we were like kind of blown away by this, waves of like fuzz and feedback and just, a pop song, but done just super dirty and muddy. And I think they were proto shoegaze, so like they've undoubtedly inspired bands like My Bloody Valentine, who came a little bit later and then broke it big. But I don't think the Jesus and Mary Chain were ever very popular over here. But I was like, God, Ryan, you nailed that sound. And so like just the fuzzier and the vocals are supposed to be kind of low in the mix, and it just sounds like dirty and fuzzy and like bad, but somehow it works.
Yeah. And then the tricks with the what do you call them, the feedback crescendos,
yeah,
and stuff like
those
that.
Are like those are reverse swells on feedback, right?
And I think a lot of it's fake, I'm sure. I just did whatever I needed to do to get it up to that sort of a thing. And I'm sure I also know that I stole some feedback from some of our previous recordings and I put it on
nice.
Just because, it's I do say, you know, when you're recording songs for Songfight to fuck your neighbors, but it's easy to say that, but then when you're, you know, trying to get something down at 11 p.m. and you know you're going to have to crank your amplifier up to get some terrible distorted feedback, and you're like, you know, I shouldn't do this. And I don't, you
It's, you
know,
know, it's
so it's
really
like,
hard to get feedback sounds in the box. Like, there's just not
yes.
a way to simulate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible. I hear you.
Well, it's
Intro and outro of the song. Why the sort of extra parts?
oh, I like the rain. I thought it was, I mean, this kind of wet layer, this literally wet layer. I thought I just kind of liked it. I also kind of thought that it added some spookiness, you know, again, leaning into the spookiness aspect of it. And I had it, and I thought it sounded good as an effect. So that was tacked on, I'll admit it. But it just seemed like it also kind of melded in with the general kind of distorted muddiness of the track. So just another layer of a hiss, another layer of distortion, and you know, so to wade through to try and get to, you know, the harmony vocals.
It's a wet, mucky island.
Yeah.
Also liked a lot of your chord changes. I thought there were some really interesting and unique, good chord changes. Where was your inspiration for that this week?
You know, I wanted to do even more of that now that I'm thinking about it, but we ran out of time. But I wanted to do some basically more kind of Sonic Youth sounding stuff in there. And I did have some kind of idea about Sonic Youth that way, because they kind of do these things where they'll, you know, they'll have this sort of a flow of the chord progression, and then they'll just take this one part and just kind of take it off to the side a little bit and do a chromatic sort of it doesn't matter. This is all so because it didn't make it into the song, it kind of doesn't matter. But I think maybe some of that idea probably came from a bit of Sonic Youth. But lyrically, I should mention that I stole that rhyme scheme and some of the imagery in the lyrics from JB's Summer Changes. JB had posted the lyrics on the boards, and the rhyme scheme just haunted me for years, because I
I'm
just thought
looking
that
at
was
this.
pretty
You have
funny.
a 7-line stand, 3 7-line stanzas.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. That's the rhyme scheme you're talking about.
Yeah, kind of.
There's some internal rhymes in there too. That's part of the scheme, I think.
Exactly. And that's kind of something that I like, and that I think adds to the kind of general flow of the song. And certainly did with Summer Changes by JB. And I was like, this is something I have to steal. And I finally did. So
Nice.
very, very, very
Well,
happy to have a chance to do that. We were going to add a chorus, sort of never got around to it. Part of it was we ran out of time, but also we realized that it would make the song probably a full minute longer if we did.
and
And
less like Jesus and Mary Chain,
yeah, maybe. We'll
right?
see.
Because you have all the good instrumental parts in there that really gives it that vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we and that's part of it. We were thinking about maybe shortening the instrumental bits or removing the instrumental bit and replacing it with the chorus. And the chorus, the lyrics weren't bad, but I think that we ended up with the right song. And 4 minutes is a little bit taxing on people's ears if it's just a bunch of mud.
Yeah, and
I'm just
feedback.
gonna say that it would have made it less neat.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that, because I've always kind of been wondering, should we have done that, or should, yeah, it doesn't matter. But it's all in the past now. But it's a different turn for Jerkatorium. I doubt this is going to be a trend, but at least now we're open to, you know, something like this.